Good morning. Great to see everybody here on this chilly morning. Good to have you. Do we have any first-time visitors here with us at all? First-timers? Right here we have a first-timer. Will you mind introducing yourself? Just tell us your name.
It's Kennedy.
Kennedy?
I'm Ava.
Ava. Good to have you both here today. Great. All right. We want to welcome everyone here today, and don't forget the porch luncheon today, even though we're not going to be sitting on a porch. I will tell you that once you get through eating, come on back in here. I brought my banjo. We'll be singing some old religious songs today. So come on back in. We'll just have a big time. With that said, let's go ahead and get into our prayer requests. We'll start on this side. Walter, raise your hand. Speak into the mic. Tell us your name and your request. And here's Nancy over here. She's on this side, so this counts.
Good morning. I'm Nancy. And a friend of our family is 90, Wayne Snyder, had some problems this week falling. He's fallen 3 times in the last 5 days. So he was in the hospital 3 days. Elmer went up, moved him to a nursing facility there in Grove. So, Wayne Snyder, we appreciate prayers for him.
Great, great. Any others on this side? All right, so let's go ahead. Marty?
Yes, a friend, John Jensen, is having surgery tomorrow to remove a tumor. So, I appreciate prayer for him.
Thank you, Marty. And in the back, yes, Jenny?
Hi, I'm Jenny. And I want to give an update on my son, Rick. He had a second stroke, and now they're trying to find out what's causing the stroke. They're thinking it's the blood not getting to his brain. And that has put his cancer treatment on hold. Oh, so we need all the prayers we can get, and I thank you in advance and for the ones before. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that, Jenny. And go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, I talked to Mary last night, and she went to the doctor, and she has an infection, so would like to remember her in our prayers. Mary Stonecipher, she said that she was, the antibiotic pills they gave her is making her kind of feel woozy and things, so just remember her, please.
Thank you, Deborah. Keith, I've got several. Go ahead, Kay, then I've got some also.
I want us to remember those that have been affected by the storms the last several days. It's just been the other night we were watching the weather, and everywhere they went, I had family, brothers or a sister, and that we were praying over and praying for. And also a town called Lake City, Arkansas, was hit terrible with bad. Selmer, Tennessee, was hit bad. If you've seen videos of that, it's just heartbreaking. And they even told the story of a 9-year-old boy on his way to the bus stop that the water swept him away. And so it's just been horrible. And a lot of, in the days to come, people are going to need a lot of help. And so we can pray. We can pray and give. And also our first responders who were in the middle of all of that, trying to rescue and doing what they do. So let's pray for our policemen, firemen, the medical people out and about, and our doctors and nurses, and our military that all been a part of helping in this rescue. Thank you.
Thank you. Keith, I've got 5 that people have called or whatever. Linda Surveys has the flu, so let's keep Linda in our prayers. Trey Schwabe's father, Bob, has been transferred from hospital in Tahlequah to ICU Heart Hospital in Tulsa for upcoming bypass surgery. So let's keep the Schwabe family in our prayers. Also, Beth's surgery is coming up on Tuesday. Let's remember that. And then I want to mention that Al Hastings mentioned 17 unspoken prayer requests, so just put that in there if you would. And then finally, Levi, when are you guys leaving? This coming next Saturday or Saturday week?
Next
This coming? Okay. So let's keep... Okay, I got it. So let's keep the Cindy, Levi, and Maddie. They're going to Ireland. And let's be sure to keep them, their travels, and all in our prayers, okay? All right, this side, prayer requests. Here's Marion up front.
Okay. My name's Marion, and I'd like to continue to lift up Taylor Johnson. She's had another setback with UTI and pneumonia, and this is her fourth major setback, or fifth in about 6 weeks, and that's Taylor Johnson in Indiana. And I'd also like to lift up my sister, Alice. She's had a difficult week with the UTI also. And just praise for the river not being as high as it has in the past. It hasn't come over the highway yet. It should crest today about 6, something like that. So just want to pray for the people that live on the river and are in so much danger. And we have moved to higher, or not moved to higher ground, but we took the high road today out to get to the highway.
Yeah.
But our neighbors can't get down. They're on top of the bluff, new neighbors, and they can't get out. So we just want to lift up the Sanchez family up on top. So.
Okay. Thank you, Marion.
Yes, sir.
And Sally, did you have a... Walter, Sally has a...
Well, I have a praise for some activities that my grandchildren are doing. Last year, Eli, 15 years old now, went to New Zealand and on a mission trip, was there a couple of weeks, and made some real inroads with the folks he was serving, and they have asked him to come back and teach this year.
Right.
So he is in the next couple of weeks on his way to New Zealand. So I'd like to ask for prayers, and I'd like to give praise to God for having such a wonderful young man in my family. And my oldest grandson, Isaac, is in Montana right now. He is in a program that helps young people decide what it is they'd like to do with their life. It exposes them to multiple career opportunities. He has been there a couple of months, and he's done welding, and he's learned, I don't know how to make it, a farrier. Hank, you can tell me how you do that in tents. And he's worked with the animals. He thinks he's really headed towards that area. They do carpentry. They do office. Just name it. So we're very, very pleased that he's there, and they love him. They're trying to work out his internship so that he won't have to come back home and then go back in the fall. They're trying to keep him there for the summer. So I'm very grateful to the Lord for that. Sorry, so long.
Thank you. What a great opportunity for him. Wow. Any other prayer requests on this side? Yes, in the back. Leah?
I would just like to request prayer for Deborah Hall. She is still battling a lot of health issues, and she's going back to the doctors and trying to get some more answers to what's going on, but just keep her in your prayers.
Thank you, Leah. You bet. Others, back behind you there, Walter, and then up front.
Most of you know, I always forget her first name, Esther Weininger, the campus house over there at NSU. If you're on Facebook, this is too long for me to read. I'll just read the beginning of it. But there's quite a testimony on there of her being saved and 100 other women with her about being saved from a tornado in Texas. She says, I was attending and serving at a ladies' retreat in Texas yesterday, a couple days ago now, when a tornado hit the campground. Praise the Lord, no one was hurt. It's an absolute miracle that the walls were still standing. Two tornadoes went through and caused something pretty powerful. If you look at the pictures, you're amazed that they survived. But there's cars turned over. It's really a mess. But they were singing praises to the Lord during the time they were in their hidey hole. And she says at the end of it, on the way home, I'm so thankful for God's presence with us as we all experience something no one could ever imagine would ever happen to them. And as we all go home, we'll be singing the weekend theme song, Praise As Long As I'm Breathing. And I have reason to praise the Lord, she says.
Walter, right here with Christine.
Yeah, I just want to ask for prayer for our Cookson Hills seniors as they graduate, that they would just continue in their faith, for those who have faith, and for those who don't, that they would find Jesus, and that God would give them direction for the next phase of their lives.
Thank you.
It's a scary time for them.
Thank you.
On another note about Esther, I was down at NSU on Tuesday and spoke with her, and she was a little apprehensive about going to Texas, so I'm just so thankful that she's all right. But she has a major eye issue that has occurred with a blind spot, and it's a very rare condition. She has seen a specialist, but I just want to lift up Esther about that too. And I have a praise for ladies in this church that are stepping up to feed FCA on Wednesdays, on the first Wednesday. And it was such a blessing. Actually, they shared food with over 100 at Kansas High School and Middle School Huddle on Wednesday. And I'm just so thankful for these two, Sally and Marty.
Yes.
So I just am blessed.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Marion. Any other prayer requests? I don't want to miss anyone. Yes.
Mine's not a request. I'm going to Florida, so safe travels for me. I go next Friday, and I don't return till the 28th, so I won't be here for about 3 weeks. So I'm going to help my friend. Newport Richey again, to help my friend that had the kidney transplant.
Well,
so
we will definitely pray.
I've got things to do.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, with that said, Keith gets that, and we'll have our prayer song.
Father, we come to you this morning with thankful hearts. With all of the things that's been going on in our world in the last few days, we still see your hand in all of it. We see you reaching down and saving and encouraging. And we just thank you, Father, for always being there with us, no matter what kind of problems or troubles we're going through. We know that we can depend on you. And Father, we do want to remember Wayne having some difficulties falling, and now he's going to be in a nursing home where he can get the help that he needs to be able to continue to move forward after his surgery and all the things that have gone on. We just pray that you can be with him and those who will be taking care of him. And I thank you for Elmer and Nancy as they have been there beside Wayne all the way through to help him and encourage him. We want to pray for Marty's friend John Henson that's going to have surgery. We just pray, Lord, that as he goes through that you can be with him, be with the doctors. And we just pray, Father, that the surgery will be a success and that his recovery will be quick. And Father, we want to pray for Rick. Had another stroke. Lord, we just pray that the doctors will be able to zero in on what the cause is and be able begin to deal with it and come up with a program that will help him to get back on his feet and be free from the strokes. And Father, we want to pray for Mary Stonecipher, having an infection, and medicine's making her kind of woozy, and so she's staying close to home. We just pray that you can be with her and that the medication she's taking will take care of the problem. And we just thank you for Mary and the things that she does. We want to lift up Linda Servais today, having the flu. We just pray that you can be with her. And I pray that you'll be with Lloyd as he's there to take care of her, and just be with them as they work together as she recovers. And Father, we want to pray for Bob Swabby. We just pray that the move that he's made will be a positive one as far as his health is concerned. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with his family and just help them to be a support to him as he's going through this really difficult time. Lord, we want you to be with Beth as she goes through her surgery this coming week. We just pray that, again, everything will go well. The doctors will be successful in their operation, and Beth will recover quickly. And Father, we just want to lift up Al and the prayer requests that he has, and we just know that, Lord, that you know what those unspoken prayers are. And we know that you've already begun to take care of those. So we just pray that you will be with him and encourage him as he sees those things come to pass. We do want to pray for Levi, Cindy, and Maddie as they're planning to take a trip. We just pray, Lord, that you can be with them and it will be safe, and they will be able to have an enjoyable time while they're there in Ireland. And we just thank you, Father, that they have that opportunity to do this. And we want to continue to lift up Taylor Johnson, still recovering and having another setback. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with her and just continue to give her the strength that she needs and the trust that she has in you so that she can work her way through this with the help of the doctors. We know, Lord, that you're the healer and you're the one that can take care of this problem for her. Pray for Alice. I had a difficult week this week, and we just pray, Lord, that you can be with her and just be able to calm her spirit and help her to have a more gentle spirit and have a nicer week. I thank you for Marion, as she's always there to support and back her up, and we just pray that everything will settle down and times will be good again. We're happy, Father, that the rain didn't get too bad to wash everything out for Hank and Marion, and we just pray that you will continue to be with them as the waters reach their peak and go back down, and we just pray that everything will be safe and sound whenever that's all over. And Lord, we have had a lot of people these last few days that's been affected by the storms, and it's been pretty much a nationwide thing. It's just reached from Texas clear out to the northeast, and a lot of damage in between. And we just pray that you can be with those folks as they're dealing with all the situations that they'll be looking at, the homes that were destroyed and the things that were done. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with them, uplift them, and we pray that their communities will gather around them and help them and encourage them. And Father, for Sally's grandsons, we're just thankful that Eli had a good trip and is going back for another. We just thank you that he made that good of an impression, that they want him to come back and teach some more. And we just pray that you can be with him as he does that. Guide him and direct him, Father. Give him the words that that he'll need to say. And for Isaac and the training period that he's going through, trying to decide how he wants to spend his life, he has a lot of opportunities there to take a chance on and try out. And we just pray, Lord, that you can guide and direct him as he comes to that conclusion of what he believes you're leading him to do for the rest of his life. We just pray that you can be with him and encourage him. And for Esther, Lord, we want to lift her up, and we're thankful that her and 100 other ladies were safe after 2 tornadoes went through where they were having a meeting, and we just thank you that you protected them and watched over them. And also, if she's having this difficult time with her eye, and we just pray, Lord, that with your help and guidance and directions, the doctors will be able to determine what's causing that problem and be able to relieve it. And for the seniors at Cooks and Hills, we just pray, Lord, that as the year's winding down and they have decisions to make, we just pray, Lord, that they can just keep their eye on you and continue to move forward in their faith and allow you to work within their lives and guide and direct them. And Lord, we want to pray for Lori, and she's going to be taking a trip to Florida for about 3 weeks. We just pray that you can be with her as she ministers to those who live in Florida. And we just pray that you'll keep her safe as she travels there and help her to return home safe in about 3 weeks. We just thank you for her interest and her willingness to help someone else. And Lord, we do want to remember those first responders that have been so diligent this week to be out and help during the times that people have suffered, and just pray that you can be with them and encourage them to continue on and to realize the service that they perform for those folks and for you. And we also know that the policemen and the firemen were involved in these processes, and the medical people, and we just thank you, Father, for them, and we pray for our military as they continue to watch over our country and take care of us and provide for us to have this freedom to be here this morning, to spend time to sing praises to you and worship you and have this time of prayer. We just pray, Father, that you'll be with us the rest of this morning through Sunday school and our fellowship time, and we just thank you that you love us and you provide for us and you encourage us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.